Konnichiwa, and you're listening to the Fully Cultured Podcast. I'm your host, A-Sun, and I'm with...
Base, your co-host. How's it going, everyone? Hope everyone had a spectacular holiday, Christmas, New Year's, whatever you celebrate. Hope you had an amazing one, and we are back. Took a little longer this time because we were also on holiday, and we've got a spectacular episode for you guys. And take it away, A-Sun.
Yep, it's been a long, holiday, so it's good to be back in the cultured podcast set again. So we'll talk about the new, you know, seasons of anime that are coming out right now, but we'll keep it short. I like to talk about Quintessential Quintuplets right now, because that's like you know what we rave about, because best girls in there. My boy Bass loves to talk about Miki, and yeah, let's talk a little bit short on it, because it's like right now there's only like two episodes out.
Yes, and we just watched the second episode just before we're recording this. And yeah, finally we got Quintessential Quintuplets back. Finally a wholesome anime, eh?
Yeah, after it freaking got postponed because of stupid COVID things.
Yeah, and it's finally back. Oh, my heart can flutter and be full with love once again.
Yeah, like when we, you know, when I watched it a bit earlier than Bass did, and like once I watched it again, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's like it's the thing that I needed back in my life. It's like injected into your veins, and your like depression will go away. And the only sad thing about it is they nerfed their thighs.
The thighs, oh,
they got nerfed.
The lap pillows, they're all deflating now.
Yeah, but you know they make up with it with like the high quality animations kind of stuff.
Oh my god! Like yeah. Oh yeah, spectacular.
It looks a lot more cleaner than the previous season.
Yeah, a lot cleaner. Holy crap. It's so much more brighter, and there's just so much more, you know, fine details in their eyes and just everything. It's beautiful. I absolutely love it.
What else? Yeah, so I think it's going to be like 12. Yeah, I think it's 12 episodes, and I reckon they're going to summarize maybe like the 32 chapters. And right now, how many chapters did I say before? It was like 130 chapters of the manga or something like
that?
Yeah,
131.
Yeah, so I reckon, yeah, it's one more season after this one. They'll probably finish the whole anime or whatever. And yeah, I'm hoping that they like, you know, follow the manga and all that stuff. Like, not perfectly. I kind of want to see if they can change who he ends up with, because in the manga
spoiler alert.
I'm it's not really spoiling it, am I?
A little bit.
Yeah, we'll believe it out. Yeah, well, so yeah, I'm just not happy with who Usagi-kun ends up with in the manga. But yeah, she's okay. What else did you want to talk about, Bass, in the manga? Do you have anything that insides on it, or
just what I would want to say about it is I'm glad it's back, and as you said, breath of fresh air. The second episode I felt like was just a bit too, I don't know, family drama in it, but good nonetheless. But what I'm hoping to see is that this season is mostly going to focus on him trying to, you know, see who was his childhood friend that he met, like which one of the quintuplets. So I'm really excited to see how they, you know, do that, you know, animation wise. And as you said, I don't want them to divert too much away from the manga, but I want them to have their creative liberties and creative freedom every now and then to do like a little bit of extra here and there. And yeah, really looking forward to it. Like first two episodes watching them, such a great introduction back into Quintessential Quintuplets. It's so amazing. I can't wait for the rest of it. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I really missed it. It's like, yeah, it was really good to get to watch it again. And I'm looking forward for the Nino arc. The Nino arc! Right now, she's like, she's pretty much a bitch because she's a tsundere. But soon enough, she's gonna... Wait, I don't know if this... Is this spoilers if I say this? But nah, no one cares. It's not really a big spoiler. She's gonna freaking face... What? Not face. What's it called? She's gonna get her hair cut. And then yeah, that's like the changing moment of her character, I reckon.
Yeah. You know what you know what chicks do after like a bad romance or something? They always have to change their hair up a bit just to differentiate themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that would be interesting. So, as you know, everyone would loves his short hair.
Yeah, I want to see, like, so once that episode gets released, because some people don't read the manga, I wonder if there's going to be like a massive fan base that's going to be like, I stan Nino. I'm going to make an Instagram freaking account just for that. Like, I stan Nino. And then we get like millions of followers because it's freaking, she's like best girl this season. And yeah, that's all I think I can say right now, because I'm pumped and hope everyone else is pumped for the next season of Quintessential Quintuplets. All right, so after summarizing that, guess what I watched while I was on holidays, because I had like a good week off while Christmas
and New Year's.
And New Year's, yeah. Luckily, my work was out for 1 week, and I caught up on one anime.
Anime, Asa?
Yeah, I caught up on two animes, but right now I'll talk about Attack on Titan. I've been hearing so many people like, that as well, yeah. Like, a lot of people raving about this anime, but some reason I've been putting it off because, like, it doesn't seem like a good anime. And, yeah, I gave in because I was bored and I had nothing to watch. And, yeah, I watched Attack on Titan. And, yeah, I was like, oh, shit, I see what everyone's on about. Like the animation and all that stuff is really cool. And the way that, they, like, you know, how they fight Titans is they have this grappling hook kind of system thing. I thought that was so cool. And, like, the visuals of them, like, just, like, shooting up in the sky and just, like, running around the town. And I kind of like this, like, old, the timeline or whatever it is when they're in like this old ages kind of look. Yeah. I kind of like that kind of
aesthetic.
Yeah, that style they've gone for and all that stuff in the olden days where they have like a village and all that stuff.
And castle walls and everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how they have that, what's it called? They have the names for all the walls and stuff. I don't know if you know that base. Yeah. Like, yeah, they have like,
I've seen the first two
something
seasons.
Maria, something like that. They name all the walls for some reason when the Titans attack and all that stuff. Yeah, I find that pretty cool. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. But, you know, I'm seeing spoilers here and there, which is annoying as fuck because the new season's out and I'm only on, like, season 3. I've actually done pretty well. I've caught up from, like, season 1. I'm up to season 3 now. And yeah. I don't know, is it, like, are they up to...
Season 4.
Season 4 is the final season, okay.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about it. Everyone's saying it's, like, history in the making. Like, this is going to be one of those anime classics that everyone looks back on and... you know, that are going to be up there with all the other ones that it's like a must watch, you know, sort of thing. So, you know, highly recommend it. Like, I haven't seen the latest seasons, the last two, like season 3 and 4. Like, I watched it when it first started coming out. So I was watching it season 1, season 2. And then I stopped because there were so many other animes that were popping up at the time. And I just kept putting it off. But now that, like, the hype is back up, like, I was telling A-san after, like, I finished catching up on the next anime we're going to talk about, I'm going to, you know, catch up on Attack on Titan because everyone's raving about it. And I don't want to see that many spoilers and spoil it too much for myself. So, yeah, it's going to be spectacular. And talking about that, the grappling system, I absolutely love it. First time I saw it, I was like, fuck, man, these guys are just like Spider-Man. These are amazing. So cool. I absolutely love how they just like zoom around. They've got like swords that they could like replenish and shit and just chop up, dice up them
titans.
Oh, it's so cool. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, that's really cool. What else?
If anyone doesn't know what Attack on Titan is, if you're living under a rock, it's pretty much like there's this like virus that went out or something, and then people started turning into these giant titans. Everyone's different, like, you know, different people, different size of the titans, different difficulties, different abilities, sort of thing. And then so the world, to like counteract it, made like this this kind of like, what would you call it, like a castle, sort of like a huge ass village, and it's like circular. So, and then there's like 5 or 6 different types of walls that like are different layers of the villages and all around like the main castle, so like to protect themselves from the titans.
Yeah.
And then they develop those like grappling hook systems and all that bullshit, and yeah, so it's pretty much just about like, you know, killing the titans, and then you follow the main character Eren, and he's got like a important vital part to play in all of this.
He's got the key.
He's got the key.
And I'm still wondering, what's under the basement? What's in the freaking basement? They keep pushing them back. They're like,
maybe next time.
They freaking get... my biggest gripe about Attack on Titan is like, they have this character called Eren. And he's like supposed to be like the big shot main character and all that stuff. But every time he like he because he's a t- apparently yeah this guy's a titan and stuff, and then every time he's about to go into titan form, he assumes his titan form, starts fighting, gets eaten straight away. I'm like, this guy, are you serious? You have the power to beat other titans up, but you freaking always get eaten up.
Yeah.
So that's my biggest grab about.
Yeah, and speaking of Attack on Titan, speaking of it, lately, like the last week actually, I watched gameplay of Attack on Titan 2, the game, and it actually looks really fun. I think I might actually get it and play it. But my only gripe about it is it's still pretty expensive. But like I've seen like a lot of gameplay for like the first couple levels, and it looks really fun, like just flying around chopping up titans. So maybe I might give it a go eventually.
Oh yeah, I figured out what else I want to talk about on Attack on Titan. The thing is, with Attack on Titan, it's kind of like Game of Thrones kind of thing. You can't like a character for that long because next minute he usually gets killed off.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like,
there's a lot of deaths.
Yeah, literally like every character, you don't know when it is going to happen, but they're going to get eaten by a titan. Freaking, yeah. And then you
find... don't get too attached.
Yeah, don't get too attached, but... Right now, I'm enjoying...
Your heart might get detached.
Yeah, that is all. Right now, my favorite character is Levi. This guy's like a beast. He's like, he looks so cool, and he slays up the titans, and he shows new emotion. He's best boy at anime. But too bad, his colleagues and all that stuff get killed and stuff. And I'm like, ah, poor guy. He's never going to get a wife or like friends anymore because they always get killed. Okay, that's enough depression from Attack on Titan. So we're going to switch up to... I want to talk about Hoshikon before we talk about any more animes and stuff.
Hoshikon is on from the 23rd to the 24th, so just this coming weekend. So me and Aeson are attending both days. You know, if you're there, you might see us walking around, but like apparently there's only going to be like 400 or 500 people at a time inside because of, you know, restrictions and stuff, so that's gonna suck, but yeah, you know, if you see a couple of weebs out there, you know, say hi.
Don't say hi. We don't talk to people, strangers.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. No.
But no, it should be super fun.
Yeah, it should be right. We have this cool idea of like what we're gonna do at the event. We're gonna have this kind of challenge kind of thing. I'm gonna get someone to make up a list of these scavengers things that we should do, and we'll set aside some money, and we'll go hunting for these, you know, certain objects that we could get at the con.
Yeah, whether it be like figures or manga or DVDs or anything, you know, or posters, whatever. As long as it fits like the criteria of that, then you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it should
and,
be
like,
fun.
We'll
yeah.
have like a point system or something.
Yeah. That as well, and yeah, we might also vlog our point of views, because I reckon that'd be pretty cool, because yeah. I'll be like running around with a GoPro, be like, I gotta find it before Base does, I can't let him win. I reckon the prize after we've done our scavenger hunt has to be something epic. We get to like find whoever wins gets to buy something epic from one of the stores that they think is worthy.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or just like one certain item that's like, you know, a bit pricey but like a bit nice, or just like nice in general. It doesn't even have to be pricey, but yeah, that'd be like a good reward. Like that entire day we're just like running through the criteria, but when, you know, the winner comes out on top, he can actually get what he wants. But yeah, and we were also thinking of just putting out like small business card sort of things.
Yeah,
just to like get our name out there, so that'd be fun.
Yeah, so like, you know, just spread more awareness of the cultured ways. I'm gonna just like chuck all these like QR, you know, business card things that you can just scan, and then you can instantly find our special cultured show on iTunes or Spotify, one of the above. And also I'm getting my artist somewhere in the room next to us to work on a new to work on another logo, because apparently our logo right now could be copyright, but who knows, we probably keep it the same if she doesn't find something better. And
I don't understand that, it's like completely original.
I know, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's some person on Instagram thought it was copyright, but you know, who knows what in this world. Yeah, so Hoshikon's gonna be epic, and then yeah, we're gonna go both days, and we're gonna buy a lot of stuff and regret it. Bass, let's talk about this real quick. We're running out of space on this freaking, on our shelves, in our cabinets. How are we going to fix this remedy?
Oh, I don't know. Like, buy more cabinets.
Buy some more cabinets. Yeah, that's the solution to everything. Yeah, I think I've got maybe like two spots for two figures, which is not enough for Hoshikon. I reckon I'm going to like buy four figures or like maybe six figures, because like it's probably going to be like the only event of the year, unless they like somehow make Madman in freaking this year or
like
somehow
the
because
half
of
the year or something.
Because, you know, I'm not sure if like the COVID thing is going to be out this year or whatever, like they fix up all the problems that's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how we go away.
Yeah,
hopefully there's another one later this year.
The retired thing is like COVID's like not as bad in Australia, but like Madman's like, because the restrictions are not like going away, they cancelled like all the cons in like, I don't know, I think in Queensland and in, I think in Melbourne as well.
Yeah, but another thing is to get like all the special, you know, guests and all that to come, they have to fly them over and stuff, and they can't do
and
that.
Yeah, they have to quarantine and all that stuff. Yeah,
so that's gonna be a hassle for them. But anyway, moving on from that. Speaking of like cabinet space and all that, I'll talk about quickly about what I got for Christmas.
Oh yeah,
the
Christmas
story behind
in
that.
December.
Yeah, that's usually when Christmas is, unless you're Orthodox. It's in January. Anyway,
yeah, that as well.
So what happened was, Christmas was coming around, and my mom and my brother were like, what do you want for Christmas? I was like, I don't know, whatever. And
surprise
they're like,
me.
Surprise me. And then they're like, oh, what's the store you usually go to with Ace on it? And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, Shumi. And then they're like, oh, yeah, cool. And I was like, yeah, just go up to the guy, tell him, you know, Base comes here, and then, you know, he'll probably help you out with recommendations and stuff. So what that ended up happening was that my brother and my mom actually went, and then my boy Matt over there, he hooked them up with like two figures for me, so that was pretty sick. And my mom was like, oh, maybe I should get him some Naruto or something. And then Matt was
Naruto.
Like, nah, he doesn't buy guy figures, he likes the girl figures.
This guy, he knows him so well. So, I see you're a cultured man.
Yeah, so he recommended my mom and my brother Lucy from Fairy Tail and a Rem with like a nightingale and a pillow. So that was pretty cute. And so massive shout out to Shumi and thank you, Matt, for that. I was like, next time we went there, I was like, Matt wasn't working. So I just said to like the other guys working there, I was like, you got to praise or like give Matt a raise for that. He hooked me up with that. So thank you very much. So that was my freaking Christmas. That was spectacular. And just after Christmas, we actually went there for Boxing Day, son. And we actually got some good luck this time around. I don't know if you call it luck if you're buying out the entire Ichiban
Kuji. Oh, wow. You already read straight into it. I was going to build it up, but okay. So
yeah, so what happened was we went there, and then there wasn't much left of the Re Zero, the Sleepy one, like where
Ichiban Kuji,
like where like Rem and
you say that, but there's still plenty left. But you're like,
there wasn't plenty left. They discounted the tickets because there wasn't any big prizes left. It was only just that last prize, so they, you know, reduced the ticket price for it a bit because no one was buying it because there was nothing to win anymore. It's just like
I think
prizes.
Matt lubed you up. I think that's the wrong word, but he basically like pressure pushed Base into buying. He's like, that's I'll give you a heck of a discount if you just buy the whole box. And then Base is like thinking about it the whole time. He's like, he's doing the calculations and saying, oh yeah, so that's the total, and that's the first prize, and then doing some division, like literally doing some math and stuff, doing some equations and all that stuff. We're just walking around the store and you're like thinking, I think I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, it took
and
me
then,
a while.
And then you freaking just buy the whole set, and then the guy's like, thank you. Because no one else is going to buy the rest of the prizes, because it's like literally just one prize, like big major prize.
Yeah.
And then all the other things are just like small minor prizes that no one would go for.
Yeah. But the keychains were really nice. Like the dangling things. Those were really cute. I like those. What was good was there was enough for like the entire set plus one Amelia. So I gave you the Amelia and I kept the rest.
Yeah, there were some duplicates.
Yeah. So that was nice. Yeah, I got whatever duplicates I had from like the rest of the prizes I gave to A-Sun, so that was cool.
Yes.
And yeah, it was just a really nice day out. And then after that, we went to like a shopping center near there, and I bought some movies and anime. I think I bought Weathering With You, but like a limited edition.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you already had like the normal version.
Yeah, I did.
Of it, you know,
like, but I was like, it's not the limited edition.
It's not the limited edition.
Yeah, it came with like an art book and some art cards and stuff.
It's I think really it came nice. With a poster as well. Yeah,
and a poster. That's right. I put it up on my wall. Running out of wall room. But
yeah,
like, yeah,
that's what else we're going to do when we're freaking at HoshiCon. We're going to get a lot of posters. Too bad we're running out of wall.
Yeah, which...
What to do when you're running out of wall? Make another wall.
Okay. All right. So while you were catching up on your anime, I was actually catching up on other animes as well while we were on holiday. So first off, I started watching Snow White with the Red Hair. Well, I didn't start, but like I started started watching it again because
you started catching up to where you left off.
Yeah, but like I was like, oh, it's been so long, I forgot what happened. So like I just watched it all over again from beginning to end, because last time I sat down to watch it, I only watched the first season. So this time I watched first season and second season. I watched it all the way through, and then I was like, let's check how much, you know, manga chapters there are, because there's 24 episodes. I wonder how much, you know, of the manga it actually goes through. And it only went through 33 chapters. I was like, holy crap. And then I looked at the first chapter, and the first chapter is literally the whole entire first episode. And pretty much all it is like every episode is pretty much one manga chapter, because those manga chapters were like 40, almost 50 pages long. It was like double or triple of like a normal manga chapter. I was like, holy crap.
That's a big bertha.
Yeah, and they've got like 120... chapters at the moment, so like they've got like enough for like 100 episodes. So I was like, holy crap, why isn't there like a season 3 yet? Come on. It's so good. Like what Snow White with her head hair is, it loosely follows the fairy tale, not really, only like the first episode does a bit. So pretty much there's this chick, Shirayuki. She works at like this kind of like herbal shop, and then the kind of prince of her village that she lives in, he kind of is like a playboy sort of thing. So he hears about her, that she's the only person in the world that has red hair. So he's like, oh, bring her to me, she's going to become my concubine. And so then what she ends up doing, she gets summoned, but then the guy who came up and was like, oh, you need to go to the palace tomorrow. And then she's like, all right, whatever. So then what she did was, she's like, since you love this red hair so much, she cuts her long red hair to like a short red hair, like, you know, you love A-san, and she looks absolutely gorgeous. Oh, and yes. So she cuts off like, you know, her hair, and then just leaves her strands in a bow on like her table or whatever for the guy to come and find it the next day. And she runs off. And then while she's in the woods, she comes across this like house, like this little hut. It's kind of like a hunting hut or whatever. And but it's locked, so she just ends up sleeping on the outside. And then the next day when she wakes up, a prince kind of like trips over where she's sleeping, and then they kind of have this like interaction and get to know each other. The prince's name is Zen, and they have their little thing, and it's cute. And just the entire thing, it's pretty much about just how her and him developing their like romance, but it doesn't really start out a romance, which is what I like. There is interest at the beginning.
They start off as friends.
Yeah, and then they work their way up. But what I really like about it is they start off with like respect and admiration for each other. Like, oh my god, she's such strong willed to take initiative, do this, that, and the other. And then she like respects him for like the amount of like authority and kindness and like the doing the right thing and all that sort of thing, like the qualities of a actual prince. And like, not only is he a prince, but he's also kind-hearted, and he makes time for like all his subjects and this, that, and the other to get to know them and all that sort of stuff. Whereas he kind of admires her for how she's such strong-willed, and she doesn't let like the crappiness of the world get to her, and she just keeps trotting along, and everything she achieves with her own power. Because she got invited to like go live at his village with the other prince that kind of saved her, but it wasn't really like, oh yeah, you're gonna live with me or whatever. It was more like, oh yeah, come to my village, like, you know, I'll let you in the village, but then, you know, you make your own life there, sort of thing. So what she ended up doing was, she wanted to work at the medical program that they have in the castle where, you know, the prince lives. And because that's like the only herbal medicine sort of doctorish sort of thing that they have in that village, she wanted to do that. So what she did, she studied and this, that, and the other, and she got in. So he kind of admired that, where he could have just easily snapped his fingers and been like, yeah, you know, let her work there. But like, he, you know, admired her for it, for like, you know, she got there with her own power, with her own will, with her own passion to want to be a herbalist and all that sort of stuff. And so it kind of develops of that like mutual respect for each other, and then it slowly develops into like a nice romance, which is what I absolutely love. By like the end of, you know, the first season, they start developing it more and more. So, you know, highly recommend it. I absolutely loved it. It was something that I could chillax. It would warm my heart watching it like day by day. And yeah, it's only 24 episodes and you'll have a blast watching it. And apparently I heard that the second season kind of diverts from the manga a bit. I don't know in what way or how much, because I don't know if I'm ever going to read the manga. It's way too long in my opinion, but maybe one day. And yeah, absolutely love it. It's a romance, adventure, slice of life sort of anime. So it's kind of like chilled back, relaxed. There is some action every now and then, but not too much. And yeah, that's the anime that I got, that I watched. And there's also a second anime that I ended up watching, which was Our Last Crusade or Rise of a New World, which was last season's anime. It's 12 episodes long, and it's similar to like Zero Chronicles, but not really. It's about this princess that's in line for, you know, becoming a queen eventually against her sisters. And then there's this soldier on the other side. So they're both like, the both factions are at war. One of them is like a human, normal human race that doesn't have magic, and the other is like a human race that does have magic and they can use magic and all that sort of stuff. And so they've been at war for like, I don't know, years. And yeah, they meet on the battlefield, and then some things pop up, and then they have both have to retreat. And then next minute they both attend a play. And surprise, surprise, they're like sitting like near each other, and then she starts like crying because like the, you know, it was like an emotional play. And then he offers her his handkerchief, and then they're like, what are you doing here, are you trying to assassinate me, he's like, no, I'm just here to enjoy the play. And then yeah, they kind of go off that, and then they spend like a day together. And then like coincidentally the next couple days they keep meeting up in these random places, like a restaurant or what, this, that, and the other. And they spend the day, and they slowly get to know each other for who they are, and they fall in love little by little. And it's just like, wait a minute, you want to bring peace and I want to bring peace. They both like want this war to end, but, and they're like, because the war has been going on for so long that people have forgotten why they're fighting. So they just want to bring an end to that. And her being in line to be the queen, and him being like one of the strongest soldiers in the, you know, his side of the army, they can kind of do something, and they're working like together to go towards that. But at the same time, you know, they've kind of like this forbidden love, Romeo and Juliet sort of thing. So, like, I really enjoyed it. The first 12 episodes were pretty good. Around the 4th or 5th episode, it kind of got a bit dull, but then it started picking up again. And, yeah, it's mostly action. Action, you know, sci-fi, adventure with, like, romance here and there. And, obviously, a bit of comedy. But, yeah, that one was really interesting. I really liked it because the main character, he dual-wields swords, and he's, like, really...
It's basically Kirito.
Yeah, a little bit, but, like, without the harem, which is good. But yeah, no, it was good. And like what I liked about like the princess is she's got ice magic, and she, oh, it's so cool the way she uses it. It's amazing. And yeah, it's a good one if you just want to like chill back, relax, not take too much, you know, just a chill anime with like a tinge of romance and like a lot of action in it.
You like your chilled anime's base.
Yeah, you know, I mean, since it's like holiday, I kind of want to sit back and not get too invested and too, you know, psychologically involved at the moment.
Yeah, you don't.
That's why, like, you know, I'm saving myself for Attack on Titan when I start getting back into that, you know?
Yeah.
When people start dying I start crying, sort of thing. Yeah.
What else?
But, yeah, and then, oh, yeah, just the other night, I finished rewatching In Another World with my smartphone. So
Yes. I want to talk about that as well. Yeah. It's such a good anime.
It's such a good anime, yeah. It was a lot different than what I remembered it from the first time I watched it. First time I watched it, I thought it was just like your typical harem anime. But rewatching it again,
It's not really spoilers. Spoiler warning. It's been out for ages. If anyone wants to watch it, you're like,
yeah, go watch.
Just stop. Don't skip past this part. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so spoiler warning. He like, ちょっと待って.
Hey. You don't have to say it. Oh, no, don't worry about it. I was going to say, you just start off from the beginning, then work your way to that bit.
Okay. Well, too late. Anyway, so like this guy gets accidentally struck by lightning or something because God accidentally did that. Or you can just bleep
out. Not really. That's the first episode. You don't need to bleep
out. Bleep out like my spoiler part, you know, so like just...
Much work. Let's leave it there. It's anyway, fine.
So like God accidentally kills the guy and he's like, oh, I'll teleport you to another world, you know, and you can have one thing that you want. What is it that you want?
He grants him one wish,
Yeah, sort of thing. Do you want to be rich, this, that, and the other, wives, this, that, and the other? And he's like, no, I want my smartphone. And he's like, okay. And then the world that he sends him in is has magic and shit, so he doesn't even need to charge his phone with like electricity. He can just put magic into it. One of the things that I didn't quite like about the anime was that he got OP way too quick. Like, I guess that was one of God's, like, perks about him. He was like, oh, since, like, I accidentally cured him and he has to start life from, like, the age of 14, 15, the age he killed him, he'll make him a bit OP so he can use, like, all the... every elemental type of magic that's in that that world. So he's got access to everything and he's a bit OP at times, which annoys... which annoys me. It's like it takes away from, like, the impact of him trying to, like, win a situation or something because he has an answer to everything. He doesn't really have to struggle as much as I'd like him to for a protagonist. But, like, I guess the anime's main focus isn't mostly the action. It's more the...
smartphone.
It's... yeah, it's more the... the relationships that he builds with the people around him, whereas I like them to like develop their fighting prowess and like, you know, the struggle and see him get better and stronger, that sort of thing. Whereas with this one, I guess, you know,
you're into character development kind of stuff. Yeah, like, you want to see your character, like, you know, he's all from zero to hero. He goes from 0 to 100, but at a slow pace.
Yeah, but not too slow.
Yeah, not too slow, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I don't mind it if they make an OP character, but, like, I'd like it to be more like Anos from, like, the Demon King Academy.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's, like, modest, but at the same time, you know, he
controls his power. He doesn't go all out, yeah.
He doesn't go all out, and he doesn't, like, cheese a situation too much sort of thing. Whereas a lot of, the fights that the main character from... in another world with my smartphone, he kind of just used this really cheap like slip ability where he makes the floor frictionless.
Oh,
so,
my,
like,
goodness.
Everyone just ends up tripping and then he walks up to them and points his sword in their like neck and it's like, you know, surrender or die sort of thing.
They use that kind of thing from Konosuba. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Cause like in Konosuba, like the main character Kazuha just uses he has this ability called Steel. And then he literally used his ability Steel and he stole like his like sword or something like that.
Yeah.
That's like such a cheap kind of like skill or whatever.
Yeah. But whatever works. And yeah, so it's mostly just him developing relationships with the harem he's building up. And literally one by one, he starts making them like his fiancés and stuff. So that was all right. My favorite chick or waifu from that would be like the short haired sister. She usually wears like.
Of course, it's the one with the massive bust.
I mean, they're not the biggest one on the show, but modest ones.
Yeah,
yeah, the one that's like the samurai chick. Oh, yeah, she's got like the biggest ones. But anyway,
getting off topic.
I digress. Like, I don't know. I just kind of like her character the best out of all of them.
Yeah, she's all right.
Like,
yeah,
even though she's like the younger sister of the two, she's a bit more responsible and, you know, caring and all that sort of stuff.
Yes,
whereas
like
the other one is
character.
A tsundere.
There's nothing good going on with her. All she knows is to fight.
Yeah,
she doesn't have the qualities. She doesn't have the waifu qualities for base.
Yeah, and like what I also like about her, she's like a mage. So like I'm a big fan of like magic and all that sort of stuff. So she can use like water magic and some other types of magic. So I thought that was really cool. And yeah, whereas the other sister, she's just a brawler. She can reinforce her like gauntlet
punching
weapons that she's got. And yeah, so that was just really fun to like rewatch again just during my spare time.
Yep.
And then Aesund, you have your anime that you recommended.
Yes. This is the anime that you would watch if you're having a bad time and want a good laugh. Cause it's just that funny. I during the holidays I started rewatching it again, and I just remember like having all these memories. Like, how is this so funny and like so good? And yeah, it's, How does it not have another season? I want another season because it's, yeah, it's that good. And like their voice actors in the English version is so good. Just have these like funny comedy moments in it. It's just so good. And then I got Base to watch it. And what do you have? You've watched six episodes.
The first six episodes, because I just started like yesterday.
Yeah, but Base, you made the number one mistake. You watched it in subbed. Not dubbed, subbed.
I don't have premium, all right?
You can find the website to watch it, but okay. So too much effort. What else do I want to say about it? Do you have anything to say about it?
I recommend watching it in English sub. Not because, like, you know, English is, you know, sub versus dub or whatever. It's mostly just because it's funny listening to the English voice actors, like, voicing those funny situations. So it's not like something you'd normally hear, you know. They're like all these not messed up, but funny situations that the characters find themselves in and talk about and say, and, you know, these stupid jokes and this, that, and the other. It's just funny hearing, like, English people talk about them, you know, and say them. It's just makes that extra little bit of like, what the fuck, this is cringe, but it's funny cringe. Like, it's not cringe that I'll like grip my teeth and go, oh, it's more like, haha, that's hilarious, but cringe at the same time. But yeah, I'm having a blast watching through it, and like, I don't know, maybe the next couple of days I'll like get Anime Lab Premium or whatever and just, you know, watch it in ing dub.
Yeah,
it's just super, like, funny.
Oh yeah, who's your favorite character that you like right now?
It's a tough one because they're all like stupid in their own.
Right? Of course, because like
it's called Baka and Test.
Yeah,
for
like
a reason.
The freaking series is based around the freaking retired class.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, as much as I go like around of not liking them as much, but like the tsundere chick is actually probably my favorite. Her and like the pink haired chick with the massive bust, probably them too.
I can't be like you like those two.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Like, they fight over the main character, which is funny. And, like, you know, he keeps making jokes about her flat chest.
That's the best part. Yeah, literally. He just, like, he doesn't even give a shit that he's, like, saying it right in front of her face. And she just, like, freaking just, like, bends his back in, like, a freaking retired way.
Breaks his bones and shit.
And he's like, wait, my back's not supposed to go that way. And then it freaking just snaps.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just find it because, like, half the time she's, like, beating the shit out of him and she's super confident in the other. And then, like, when the more, like, intimate moments happen, she's got, like, a soft heart sort of thing. So you get to see that side of her.
Yep.
And she can cook.
One of the good qualities of a woman is if she can cook. Too bad the pink-haired chick can't do that.
No.
One of the funniest moments in the anime is, like, so the pink-haired chick cooked something and then the main character finds the food underneath the table. And then the guy's like, oh, you cooked something? And then, like, the girl's like, I cooked that. And then they all play, like, this little, like, you know, scissors, paper, rock kind of thing, yeah, saying, whoever loses has to eat the food.
Yeah, literally. It's so funny. It's every time, like, that situation pops up, they always have some sort of competition to, like, see who, like, whoever wins doesn't have to eat the food.
And then I like how they do that moment where like they have the background music, like plays like the guitar kind of music, and then they put their arm on his shoulder, like, I'm sorry, this has to be like this. And then
When it's in black and white,
yeah
that's the best part,
yeah.
Because it like all the comedy and shit just goes out the window and it becomes super serious. Like they're speaking like funny shit, but like it's all like a serious atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. It's all serious.
I'm sorry, son, but you're going to have to eat it for the good of mankind. Like, no, I don't want to. I'm going to die. Oh.
You're going to have to make the ultimate sacrifice. Eat something that's poisonous to save mankind.
I'll do anything for you, son. I'll sacrifice my life, put my life on the line for you. Anything.
Anything for you.
Yeah, and then they just
yeah
it's hilarious.
Yeah, there's like another moment where they like freaking they have a swimming war.
Oh, that was funny.
Freaking they're like, I know the other two characters are weak in the pool, so they like, so
instead
the real war is like these two, and then they start fighting each other, and then the other two people are ready, almost about to finish swimming. And then he's like, I gotta stop. Oh, there's like this other thing that you need to add in is like, there's that trap chick that's in. I don't even think she's a
the
chick.
The trap guy.
It's like a guy. It's a questionable thing. Is it a guy or is it a girl?
It's a guy. But like, it's funny because they play him off to be a chick, and everyone's like, "Nah, you're a girl. You're a girl. You're a girl." Because he's got like all the charms and shit and all that sort of stuff. But like, he's like, "Nah, I'm a guy," and he's like, "No, you're not." And what's funny is like, the main character, he's always like, "Oh, you know."
Hideyoshi, like you're a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, that's how girls like, are supposed to be, like,
yeah,
kind
you're saying
and
that in front of the Cinderella chick as well.
Yeah, literally.
And like, you're the only girl in our class, and like, I'm a guy, and they're like, I'm right in front of you. Oh my goodness, yeah.
But yeah, if you just want to have a laugh and like, you know, put a smile on your face, well, if you've had a bad day or just, you know,
yeah,
having an average day and just want to, you know, nothing funny or fun has happened yet. Chuck it on. Baka and Test.
Yeah, Baka and Test. And there are two seasons, so...
24 episodes. Yeah. Check them out.
Yeah, you got to check that out. It's a good comedy and... Oh, wait, what is it? Slice of Life? I don't think that's...
And
slice
a bit of sci-fi.
Action, yeah, and all that stuff. Yeah. I like the way how you can be like, I'm summoning my avatar! Yeah. And there's like... One of the other characters that I want to talk about is the Coda guy. The Coda guy. You know Coda? The one with the camera, the perfect one.
He's probably
he's
my favorite
guy. He's such a funny character. He's like going around freaking taking photos, and like he doesn't even get shit for it. He's like, he's being a pervert, like
openly.
Openly.
He's going around with like a camera, trying to take photos of chicks and all that. You know, when they're most vulnerable and stuff. And like he even tries to sneak peeks
yeah,
under their skirts
sneaks a
and
peek
stuff.
On
and like no one gives two shits about him.
It's oh yeah, funny. That reminds me of that episode when they're like at the pools, and Rambo like Coda has the camera, and
oh,
he's
yeah.
like, "Wait, was it at the pools? No, yeah. that was another episode." But he had the lens up, and then he's like, he's zooming into the bust, and like, I wonder if I can go all the way in. He like when he took the picture, he just sees the skeleton. I'm like, that's a heck of a camera if he can take a picture of the skeleton.
Oh yeah, that's right, all the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Baka and Test. You gotta watch it and. You'll have the best laugh. Okay? And what else did you want to talk about, Bass?
Well, that's pretty much all I've got, except the manga that I've been reading lately.
Let's hear about it.
All right. First, we have Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint. It's pretty much about... it's kind of like an isekai manga, and it's pretty much this guy, he reads this manga that after the first 10 or so chapters... He is the only one reading the chapter on a weekly basis when it comes out. Like, he's literally the only one that's supporting this, the author of it. So eventually the author finishes it, and then the author sends him like a thank you email for like supporting me throughout the entire run of it. And what ends up happening is like his world actually becomes the world of the manga he was reading, and he's the only one that knows what's going to happen. And instead of the main character being in it, it's him who has to take the role of the main character. So he kind of goes about like changing things and doing things. There is magic, and there's like a loot based system sort of thing, and it's all about like surviving like an apocalypse sort of thing. And he has to recruit people, and then there's like they can awaken their powers and this, that, and the other. There's one of the characters that he ends up recruiting is like this soldier guy, and he was an ex soldier, and he's, you know, finished his service and all that sort of stuff, and he kind of acts like a tank and all that sort of thing, and he's very righteous and stuff. And then there's like a kid who can talk to insects and stuff like that. And then there's this other chick that can wield like a samurai sword and is good with like a sword and shit. So they kind of form this like party or something and try and get through the entire thing. And yeah, it's just been like a really interesting one to read like so far. It's not really an isekai, kind of like it's
fantasy?
Like half isekai, yeah, like it's obviously a fantasy, but like it's action as well, and it's I want to say it's kind of like a mixture of isekai and just like the real world, because it's the real world, but then like all this shit happens inside his world sort of thing. Everything changes like just one day spectacularly. Like, it's hard to explain, but like it's interesting, I find it, because like, you know, he has to progress and he faces through these challenges, and he's not super like OP or anything. Like, he starts off like everyone else does, but the only edge that he has over everyone else is that he knows how situations are going to be resolved and how they're not going to be resolved and what's the best way of going about it, that sort of thing. So he can kind of use that to his advantages. But because of that, you know, knowing the future changes the future. So because he's changing things here and there, little things later down the track are changing because of his actions. So yeah, it's been interesting reading that. So you know, if you want something if that sounds like your type of manga, go for it. Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint. And next we got Ore no Genjutsu wa Renai Gamo Koto Omatara Inochi. And it's a long name, but it's pretty much what it is this guy, he kind of, I forget how it starts, but he kind of gets like this message popped up, and pretty much he has this sort of power where it's kind of like the gamer or solo leveling, where he kind of has the system, and it's pretty much all about subjugation, where he's supposed to kind of like resolve a crime or resolve a certain issue in the world. And every time he resolves an issue, he gets like stat points with like relationship points and like his own stat points, where it boosts his stamina or his vitality or his charm or this, that, and the other. But the only, here's the catch with it, which is pretty funny, is at first he thought that subjugation meant like he had to like sleep with chicks and he had to like, you know, take advantage of them and this, that, and the other, because a lot of the items that he was getting was like a camera that could see through walls, or a camera that could record, or like sleeping agent, or like, you know, or stuff like that, like something that would be like really sus, you know. But like, it's funny just him going through everything and him just trying to be like, oh, what the hell is this system all about? Is it about like trying to, you know, take advantage of people or not take advantage of people? But then after going through like one or two scenarios, he can like save and reload his latest save, so that's pretty funny. Like, that's pretty good. Like, he gets like, if he's about to die, he can just load up his previous save, and he's like, all right, how am I supposed to change this? And yeah, so that's, I found it really interesting, because there's this one chick that he ends up meeting, which I really like. She's she's a yandere, she's like an assassin sort of thing, and she is you know, hired by people to kill other people, and she little by little kind of like falls for the main character. And but she's the kind of chick where, you know, a yandere being a yandere is if you get anywhere near him, or like if you mess with him or anything, she'll kill you sort of thing. But like, I really like her. She's like my favorite like chick character in it at the moment. There's this other tsundere, like stuck up rich chick, which I don't like, who keeps getting in the way of the main character. She keeps like barging in at like the worst possible time and this, that, and the other. And she's always annoying him. She's like an over-attached girlfriend. Like, she keeps, you know, every 2 seconds she's texting him, calling him, being like, come over here or else I'll kill you, because she's like the daughter of like a rich businessman or something, so she's got like security guards and all that following her all around, and she just keeps getting in his way. So yeah, it's just interesting, you know. It's like very different to what I usually read, so that one was yeah, probably my most I'm looking forward to like the latest chapters of that one coming out more than the other ones. And the last one that I started reading is FFF Class Trash Hero. And what this one is about is pretty much this guy, he got isekai'd, and he beat the entire, like, he, you know, slayed the Demon King and all that sort of stuff. But in order to do that, he like killed off his teammates, like his party members, because they were annoying. They kept getting in his way, and he wanted to do things a certain way, but they're like, nah, to be a hero, you have to do it this way, that, and the other. And eventually, once they were going through like a dungeon, he killed them off. And then once he beat the demon boss, it took him 10 years to actually get to beat the Demon King. And once that happened, he got stopped by like the overseer of like the isekai world that he's in. And he's like, you can't do that. You're meant to be a hero, not a bloody, you know, a murderer sort of thing. You can't just go about killing people and this, that, and the other, and your teammates and stuff. You're meant to bring not just like the Demon King down, you're also meant to bring peace to like everyone. You're meant to be a good hero, a good example, you know. You're meant to build up good reputation sort of thing. You're meant to be a good person going through this experience. It's supposed to better you as a person. So because it didn't better him as a person, he has to redo everything. So all that 10 years gone down the drain. Wow,
that's such a dog thing.
Yeah, so like, what's funny is it's the same thing as like Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint. Like, he knows what's going to happen and how's it going to happen and all that sort of like shortcuts to get stronger. So what he does, he kind of like cheeses his way to like level up and gain experience and all that sort of stuff. But like, he's a very, what I like about him is like, he's a character that can improve, but at the same time, he's very harsh. Like, he's not your typical, like, oh, you know, I'll just do everything that everyone says. He's like, nah, screw that. Like, You know, I had to go through 10 years of torture, putting up with people's bullshit, every request. Oh, Hero, please help me with this cat, with this, that, and the other. Everything that, like, would slow him down to becoming stronger, to beat the Demon King, was all for nothing. So now he's just going to go straight to becoming stronger and trying to, like, take advantage of as many people without... Like, he does it in such a roundabout way where people don't really, like... he doesn't lose reputation amongst people. He just... He's kind of, like, neutral. But anyway, it's just a really interesting one where he's, like, a flawed character. So, like, there's room for improvement. Like, even though he has all these, like, information and stuff, he does become, like, little by little stronger and stronger and stronger. But at the same time, it's just, like, the most looked-forward thing that I'm looking forward to in terms of his character is how he's going to change for the better or worse. Like, because he is very stubborn at the moment. He's very arrogant. He's very narcissistic. He's very, oh, I'm the best sort of thing. And, like, he's very, like, I'm not taking shit from anyone. But, like, you know, I want to see if they're actually going to write him off to become modest, or if they're just going to keep him to be the same character throughout. So that's, you know, it's an interesting one. And, yeah, those are the manga that I've been reading at the moment.
Stop you right there. I want to talk about More Than a Married Couple one more time.
Oh, yeah, go
ahead. I did catch up on it. And
yeah, same.
I'm up to date-ish. I think I'm still one chapter behind, I think. And yeah, I'm caught up, and I'm actually, like, stuck on who the main character should end up with, because if you haven't up to date, spoiler alert, the childhood friend asked the guy that she's actually with, like, a kind of partnership with right now, if she can split apart from him and then go to the main character.
Change partners.
I'm like, whoa, shit, she's gone balls deep. She's like, she's actually got, like, you know, she's developed some guts, because before she's like kind of, what's it called? She's like very frail. She didn't want to, like, speak up at times and all that stuff.
Very reserved.
Yeah. And yeah, like, and then in the other hand, like, the main character with the blonde chick and all that stuff, and you get to see the blonde chick starting to realize that she actually loves the main character, even though, how can I explain this?
The main character's kind of, like, iffy at the moment. Like, his entire life he's liked the childhood friend, but now, little by little, he also is developing feelings and has made memories with the...
Yeah, she had good moments with him, and he's seen that he's seen
the better side of her.
Yeah. And, like, what the kicker is, like, the guy doesn't realize that, the chick got, shot down, because, like, the chick originally used to like the guy that's actually going out with the childhood friend relationship kind of thing, if that makes sense. And, yeah, it's quite the, roller coaster kind of thing. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know who I want him to end up with, because I've developed feelings for the blonde chick, bimbo chick, because, like, you know, I've seen him and her together and having wholesome moments. I'm like, I don't want it to end, but I kind of want to see the childhood friend with him, the main character, and see where it could go, and see, like, you know, where, like, what would they be like as a couple? Like, that could, like, throw some spanners in the works, seeing, like, say if they actually become a couple, and then they spend, like, time together, and they actually, like, you know, they're not really, like, meant to be kind of thing. And then, I don't know, what would happen to the blonde chick if, like, they end up together, because she'll be all alone. Like, she doesn't have a partner, or she could end up with the freaking guy that rejected her, but, you know, I don't know how will it end, or where they can go with it.
Yeah, real spicy.
Yeah, it is real spicy, yeah.
Personally, I like the childhood friend. I feel like she hasn't done wrong.
She hasn't done anything wrong, but, you know.
But you never know, like, she might just not be right for him. And yeah, like, I'm facing, like, the similar problem that you are, like, you know, the
main, it's a 50-50.
Yeah, literally. Well, for me, it's like 40-60.
Yes.
40 for, like, the chick that he's currently with, 60 for the childhood friend. I still kind of favor her a little bit, but at the same time, I can't ignore, like, all the nice moments they've had together. But yeah, really wholesome one.
That's a really wholesome manga. Like, but the only thing is that it freaking updates every now and then, which you never know.
Yeah, it's annoying. Takes a while.
Yeah. What else? I'm still waiting for freaking Classroom Elite Season 2. It's so annoying, and some other stuff.
Did it get postponed, or you don't know?
No, I thought they would come out this year, or last year, or maybe this year, but yeah, I'm so annoyed. I'm probably going to have to read the light novel sooner or later.
Going to have to give in.
Yeah, I don't want to do it, because light novel is basically a long freaking book of words. No pictures involved. My only gripe about light novels.
Yeah.
Just words. It's basically a book. No pictures.
Takes the fun out of animation.
Yeah. And, yeah, what else? Is there anything else that you want to talk about, Bass?
Nope. That's pretty much all I've got for today. And we'll have your podcastly quote. This one is from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It goes, "Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it." So, yeah, pretty self-explanatory. Take, just like the holidays that just passed, take a holiday every now and then. You know, enjoy life. Take a stop to, you know, smell the roses every now and then. Have fun. Like, take care of yourself. You know, you are your own best friend. You know, if you don't look after yourself, who will? And, yeah, just don't forget to take care of yourself while, you know, everything in life is being hectic for you at the moment, whether it be your work life, relationship, this, that, and the other. It's always good to take some time to yourself. Maybe, you know, go to the beach, go to your favorite park, go to wherever, you know, do something that you want to do with you, you know, that makes you happy. Watch anime, stay culture, that sort of thing, you know. Support, you know, the Fully Culture podcast, you know. Anything that, you know, makes you happy, you do. For me personally, I'd just like to put in, like, you know, video games, anime, manga, movies. And every now and then, probably like spending time with family or just going out with my friends. And yeah, that's all I've got for this podcast. Stay tuned for the next one. Hopefully it would be just after HoshiCon.
Yeah, shenanigan ways.
And we'll teach you. I mean, we'll
teach you.
Teach you. We'll let you know what shenanigans we get up to there. All right, guys. Stay cultured. I'm Bass. Peace out.
All right. I'm Asen. Thanks for listening to the Fully Cultured podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Fully Cultured and on Twitter at Fully Cultured. And yeah, thanks for listening.
See you next time.
Yeah, see you next time.
Stay cultured.
Stay cultured. Yeet.